Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 84. How did that sound?
Sounded like vomit.
Everybody just turned this off. I'm sorry.
I love it. Don't apologize.
I mean, only so many things rhyme for, okay? So we've said them all, people.
I know.
Door.
Whore.
What else? Whore. Episode 84, you whore.
You can listen to Lore, that podcast that's really good by Aaron Mankey. Shout out.
Whore. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Thank you.
I'm Kate from the East Coast.
I'm Liz from the West Coast. And this is the Evening Booze Hour, your weekly roundup of weird news, pop culture, true crime, animals, mom squad, sports stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of mom squads, yeah. It's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope you will be participating in our drinking game because you deserve it more than anyone. Yeah.
And of course, while you're listening, it's not Mother's Day. It's only Mother's Day while we're recording.
That's right. But you should celebrate all week long. That's why.
Well, excuse me, all year. Okay.
Seriously.
Mother's Day should be every day, which I tell my kids.
It is. Obviously. It is every day. Like, you're keeping humans alive.
Seriously.
Slow clap. Slow clap to that.
I mean, the least you could do is make me a little card. Oh. I would like my kids to make me a little card every day. I'm going to ask them.
With macaroni?
To make me a card every day.
Yeah.
Because why? Because Mother's Day is every day.
Because you're breathing air today, kids.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. I love Kate's kids so much.
The truth comes out. No, it's true. I need daily recognition. I'm sorry.
I have never, ever had anything like that come out of my vag. So the fact that you've done it twice, girl.
It's something.
You need a royal title because we are also going to be having our special guest on tonight for Mother's Day because the royal baby was just born this last week. Of course, the baby was announced after we recorded last Sunday. Monday, Met Gala Monday, then we have baby Sussex come out. So we had to have our special guest royal correspondent, Liz M. on. She's going to be on later in the show, but it's a big week for moms.
Yeah, and I think, should we just plug Liz's podcast here?
Yes. So you guys know Liz before. She came on to talk about the royal wedding. She also is in an awesome band, and they have a podcast that's all about advice. It's called Getting Real with the Fictitious Dishes. So look that up on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can send in questions. They'll respond to you. They're an awesome, like, female kind of punk rock band. So support them for sure.
Yes. It's the best. Ugh, Liz M., we love you so much.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
We had babies galore. Babies galore.
Who else had a baby? Tell us who else.
Okay. Amy Schumer had a baby.
Cheers, same day. Bitch.
Cheers. Little Jean. Little Jean. He's so cute.
I think it's really funny / weird when people give their babies old man names like Jean. Yeah. So, cheers.
Could you imagine if, like, your friend was like, I'm not going to tell anybody the name of the baby. And then they're like, this is Frank. And you're like, Frank the Tank? What? Yeah. What's happening?
Cheers to my friend Shauna, who kept the baby's name a secret, but she named her baby Hudson, which is super cute.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day, Shauna.
Yeah. Oh my God. Just babies galore. So because
Kim
so many
K.
Babies,
Kim K.
Oh, Kim. Yes. Sorry. Oh my God. So Kim K's surrogate had her baby, which I think she had the baby on Met Monday, but, you know, Kim would never leave Met Monday.
Totally. So. And I saw the funniest thing that was like, Kim announces baby number 4 and nude lip line, like all in the same day. It was in her stories if you follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. 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 I was like, okay, why are you like promoting your lip stuff right now? What? We don't need that.
She's making that money.
We need
money.
A baby name.
I know.
We need, apparently, all we really know is that it's her most calm, like, chill baby yet. That's, like, really
Thank
all
you,
she
CBD.
Said so far.
Thank you, CBD.
Yeah. It's because you were doing the CBD. It got, like, telepathically transported to your surrogate.
Totally. Yep. Yep. Exactly. And I think also, like, she said that it's Saint's twin, right? Or Shai's twin.
I said Shai's
twin. Yeah. No, Saint's the other boy. Yeah. Shai's twin. Yeah. Who was also a surrogate, right?
Yep, yep.
Which, like, obviously doesn't matter. It's not, like, the surrogate's genes. But, like, interesting, you know.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Same oven.
See. But, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, all little babies kind of on the outside. No, I'm going to redact that statement because not all babies look the same. Sorry.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Sorry.
Some babies are cute, some babies are not.
I am a monster.
Is what she's trying to say. No,
I am a monster. Moving on. So there was like no news this week, but anyway.
Lots of mom news, which we'll get to, like, for sure. So we do have a couple headlines and one really random crazy crime time story to get to. But before that, we want you to, you know, get up to speed on our drinking game. Take a sip anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangs Out China. Anytime we have a distraction because we record at home and Kate's kids love her so much. And my dog loves me so much that he's probably going to interrupt us at some point tonight.
At any moment, really.
Take a drink anytime. I don't know.
I don't know. Just drink, man. But don't drive.
Yes.
Although Liz and I can see each other now, so it makes it better.
I forgot. Okay.
But wait, okay.
You guys know. Like, whatever. Oh, yeah. We had Tiger Woods, but, like, not anymore. So we need someone new to add to the drinking game list. So, like, send us your suggestions. eveningboozehour@gmail.com. At Evening Booze Hour on Instagram, at Evening Booze on Twitter. You know where to find us. We need some new asshole to add to the drinking game list.
Oh my God. OMG.
What are you drinking today, Kate?
Speaking the best episode we've ever done. Okay. I am drinking something I had a few weeks ago. It's the Spiked Seltzer. Is the brand, and it's the Cape Cod Cranberry.
Ooh.
So it's bubbly. I still had like a couple bottles from when I had it like a couple months ago. So I was like, nah, I'll finish these up this week. Start fresh next week. So
perfect.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
I am drinking. Okay. So the last couple weeks I've been doing like bubbly light stuff. So I switched back to wine this week, a nice white wine, Portugal Ramos Vino Verde.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You're just like, I'm telling you, being able to see you is game changing.
I don't know what type of wine it is. It's white. Like, it's from Portugal. It's good. 2017. Here we go.
You guys know. Tastes like Portugal. They've got that real good fertile soil. It really makes the grapes pop in your mouth or something.
It's yummy.
Oh, did you mention Patreon yet? Because
no.
Okay, I just wanted to say. I just wanted to say. If you're listening and you want the most prolific meeting of the minds to happen, We gotta get me out to San Diego, okay?
Oh my God. For our 100th episode, that's what I meant to tell you. Our 100th episode, it's episode 84. If we could be together for like somewhere near the Centurion episode.
Yeah, people, get me up to San Diego, okay?
No, okay. We have a plan. We are very, very close to affording a plane ticket. And Kate needs like a vacation for being a mom, right? Okay. So we
This is
have
basically a GoFundMe podcast.
totally. We are so close with because of all your donations, and we will do one live together, which I forgot to mention. I hope you guys all tuned in to our very first Instagram live that we did Met Monday, talking
I thought
about the
that was
fashion,
the worst shit show.
aka the most embarrassing moment of my life.
It was so bad that I loved it. Like,
So
that's how
bad.
bad it was.
Like, if you tuned into that, we, like, Kate and I will be together. We're gonna plan some really awesome, fun stuff, like more Instagram lives, like some more special reports.
Listen, we're gonna come up with new things that you all have never even thought of.
We need an EBH retreat. So, for as little as $1 a month, you can support us on Patreon and you can come on and do a story with us and have a drink. So, what kind of deal is that? Like, so good.
So good. That's a
Patreon.com
good
slash
dollar
evening booze
store.
hour. Hey, such a good investment.
Yeah.
I'm not a
Oh
financial
my
planner,
God.
but I think you should give us all your money.
I don't know anything about money, but like you should give it to us. Oh my God. Anyway, we just begged for money.
Anyway, happy
Okay.
Mother's Day. Hey, let's like raise the pay gap. Come on.
We're women trying to have our own business.
Right.
Do you
Entrepreneurs.
support females? If you support
Prove
females,
it. Prove it. That's already been an episode title, but prove it.
oh my God, this is too much, and I love it.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So
Okay,
obviously we've
so
been
here.
celebrating Mother's Day all day long. So let's get into some headlines.
Jesus. This is ridiculous. We can't even. We quit. Okay. So, like I said, blah, blah, blah. There's like no news stories because the three most famous women in the world just had a baby. So, okay.
So true.
So, I found this story, which I'm like, okay, do you guys even know that there's a helium shortage?
No.
There's a helium shortage, okay? And I started seeing like a bunch of headlines about
What about the balloons? I feel like we should be very scared for balloons right
you should be. Well, apparently there's a bunch of Party City stores closing. And
Because of it.
well, a couple of the headlines I read were like Party City closing like 40 stores because of the helium shortage. And I was
Oh my
like,
God.
Come again? Like, what? So,
Is that really the stock of their business? I mean, I
so they're
go to
like, oh my
Party
God,
City.
helium. Helium is like one of the things on the periodic table. Like, it's an element, okay?
Yes, correct.
That right? I like to say like a question. So you can't, like, it's non-renewable, okay? Like, it's just, okay, well, let me just break it down for you.
Break down helium,
These are some
please.
helium facts, okay? Factoids. Helium is used in deep sea diving.
To
What?
breathe? To like breathe or what?
I don't know. Google it.
Sounds made up.
It's used for airbags. It's used for cryogenic
Okay.
rocket fuel, MRI machines,
Aww.
and in areas of tech that include fiber optics and semiconductors. So
Too
I'm
many
like,
things.
I literally thought it was only to fill balloons, right? Like, that's it. What else? Like, why else would you need helium? So helium is
Didn't think it was for cryogenics, so.
Yeah, I think like something I read, I think said there's only like two reserves of helium, like in the earth or something. And apparently it's extracted from natural gas mining and
Okay.
from the National Helium Reserve.
Is that like
So
fracking? Is that fracking? I almost never know.
I don't think fracking has to do
I feel like
with helium.
fracking is natural gas related, but maybe not
Yeah, that
helium.
sounds more explosive to
Scientists, let
me.
us know.
Yeah, Lauren, our resident scientist. Okay, so this National Helium Reserve is supposed to be shut down in 2021. Like, they've run out of helium. They're
Oh.
like, if we keep using it as we are, we'll be out of it by 2021. Okay, that's
Wow.
2 years from now.
Too many balloons. Stop having birthday parties.
Seriously. And oh, it was once the source of about 30% of the world's supply of helium. So once that's gone, like, okay, that's gone. So apparently, the thing that, like, from the list I said above that uses the most helium is the cryogenic
What? I'm
use.
sorry.
And you know, do you know how popular, like, cryogenic, like, chambers are right now?
Well, yeah. Okay, so yes. I mean, when I think of cryogenics, the first thing that comes to mind is Ted Williams' head.
Science. I thought Scientology.
Isn't that like frozen somewhere in Arizona? I feel like.
Walt Disney's head?
Ted Williams, but also Walt Disney, maybe.
Oh, Ted Williams. Yes, I've
You
heard that
know?
Walt Disney's like 100% cryogenically frozen.
No, I mean, that sounds very, very plausible. But yes, I think of like just random heads being frozen, I
Which is like, why would you just freeze a head?
So I
Just to get like
know.
the genes, like you could
You could put it
the
back on like
brain.
a six-pack body, like when it's time to
Oh.
like come back, you know?
Some sort of like Frankenstein. Yes, I'm
But like,
into
I'm sorry, that's the main use. Like, I thought that was pretty, like, you had to be a gazillionaire to do that and not like that popular, you know, like enough to be taking the world's helium source.
This is the next thing is like cryogenic shops. Like, you're gonna be like, here's $50. I'm gonna go into a cryogenic chamber for 25 minutes.
Well, they do that now. Okay, so I
I
do know
know.
that they have like those frozen chambers, right? Like, I mean, it freezes you, I guess. I guess it's the same thing, right? And like you just do it like, and it's supposed to like, I don't even know what it's supposed to do, help your circulation or like.
Mean, there's it claims to be like helping a lot of things, which is why it's so popular right now, because it's more of a natural quote unquote thing, because it's like it's just coldness, which cold is like a natural thing, but it's so popular right now that I swear to God, in the next 5 years, every street corner is gonna have a cryogenic chamber. Like, you just
No,
go in for like 5 minutes and you're on your way.
I see it like on Groupon stuff, you know, like just
Yeah.
like it's like for sale all the time, cryogenic chambers.
It's the thing, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I
Okay,
don't know
so
if I would
no,
try
whatever.
it, but like,
Oh, I
okay,
would, yeah.
actually, I'll just like save my portion of helium by not trying it.
Oh, you're so nice.
I'm so brave.
You're so brave. God bless. Okay. On the global stage, the top suppliers of helium are Qatar, Algeria, and the US,
Okay.
with possible new sources coming from Russia and maybe Tanzania.
Algeria,
So,
huh?
yeah.
Interesting.
So we're not sure. But I mean, of course, they're searching high and low for helium. Maybe they should look higher. Doesn't helium rise?
Gonna
Like,
say, the New
if they're
Mexico
helium.
like balloon festival. Come on, guys. Just everyone head there.
I think that's just fire and air, though.
I think you're right. I think you're right. No helium involved. I just was thinking balloons, you know, like regular balloons and
You're
hot
like,
air
wow,
balloons.
that's a lot of helium.
They're stealing so much helium in New Mexico.
Oh my God. Oh, and so helium is non-renewable, like I said. And at the current consumption rates, it's been estimated that the supply of, like, all that we know we have will only last another 200 years.
Oh.
So, like...
It's not our problem. Now,
no one will ever know what a balloon is again. Nothing will float ever again.
What else do we use helium for? I feel like a lot of stuff, but all I can think of is balloons.
No, it's... I said... Sea diving, airbags,
oh, yeah.
Rocket fuel, MRI machines.
MRI machines?
Right. Fiber optics.
Oh,
hello.
Fiber optics.
Bio.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how, like, ambulances get around, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, freaking one of the endangered
gases.
Species.
Endangered gases.
Yeah, we should start like an endangered gases
fund.
Or a fund, yeah. I'm like, I want money to go on a plane which puts like so much pollution into the air to go to California.
10% of our Patreon will go to the endangered gases fund. Everyone, okay, we're starting it now. Helium is first on the list. We have to support helium, guys.
Yes. We don't know what will... I mean, seriously, we take everything for granted.
There will be no... Okay, you know how fun it is to suck helium and make funny voices. Come on. Think of a world without that.
I've never done that.
I've never done it either, but I just like when people do it. I'm too scared.
I think it's really weird when people do it. Like, I'm like, okay, you're so funny.
Have fun killing all your brain cells.
I'm such a grandma. I'm like, cool. You're so cool.
I mean...
Do you even know what you're doing to your brain right now?
I just don't know if I want to live in a world without it.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Okay. So save the helium. There's like the biggest thing in tech right now, I think, is like trying to figure out how to make helium renewable. Like how to recycle it.
Oh, okay.
That's like one of the biggest things now is like
sounds the person who like they should be studying it. Yeah.
Yeah. There must be some race to like figure that out. I don't know. Okay.
And then they'll release a bunch of balloons when they do.
Yes. Moving on from helium. Okay, so this story you guys have probably seen in the news about this beluga spy whale.
Oh, the James yes! Bond. The Russian beluga. One. Oh. The Russian spy beluga whale.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So this fisherman in Norway spotted a beluga whale. And upon closer inspection, they noticed it had a harness, like, backpack-type situation on. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So they were curious, of course, because they're like, oh, that dolphin or whale, I mean, has a backpack on. Cool. Like, what? And apparently the whale's, like, super comfortable and cool with the fishermen. So they got close enough to take off the harness, and it said, equipment of St. Petersburg.
Not subtle at all.
I would just read that and be like, well, I'm gonna die right now. Like, there is someone about to shoot me. This whale's gonna open its mouth and a gun is gonna come out of its mouth and it's gonna shoot me.
like why would you ever? Why not just put like a random code? You know, Russian, like, you know, like Russian text is all weird. Like, come on.
You're like, you know, Russia. What? Who knew you were so anti-Russia?
I'm just saying they could be more covert. We expect it.
You start, like, calling me a commie or something. I'm like, what? What's happening? Okay, is that a bad word? I don't know. Okay.
My dad used to call our cat a commie all the time. Every time he would do something bad.
I feel like that is so on brand for your dad.
so on
And
brand.
he loved that cat, okay. but it was a fucking commie.
Of course, but yeah. That's like a love nickname, you know? Okay. It said, like, equipment of St. Petersburg. And it looked like there probably was, like, a camera or something mounted mm-hmm. on the little harness thing. So, naturally, this became known as the Russian spy whale because what else are they supposed to think about this whale?
Like, how did this whale get a harness on it in the first place?
Yeah. It has thumbs, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So deal with it. So there's an update to the story. Okay. The other day, some guy has come forward and he claims that the strange behavior exhibited by this newly discovered whale reminds him of a beluga he saw in 2008, 11 years ago. Yeah. At a Russian diving center where it interacted with children with mental disabilities.
Okay. So these are like state-owned belugas that are just used like therapy, for multiple they're things.
They're like therapy belugas.
Okay.
So the student sees this story because it's gone viral, you know, mm-hmm. and he's like, that whale, like he says like maybe it's not the same whale, but it
they must the have some way. Yeah,
like mm-hmm. it was so friendly to the fishermen, and it's like in the middle of the ocean, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it's like, that's weird.
Not
it's
natural. Obviously comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable around humans,
right?
So weird. He was like so upset that the whale was being accused of espionage, so he's like trying to defend it by saying, like, well, no, this is, like, not. And then, so,
obviously, these whales aren't doing it on their own.
Like, they have any choice.
No one's accusing the whale of espionage. We're accusing of Russia.
Like, he's going to be brought to court.
Yeah. Poor whale. It's like.
But, so, okay. So, I guess, like, no one in Russia is claiming this whale. And there is, like, all of this happening amidst a scandal of Russians selling whales to China so that they can be, like, in their zoos and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, kept in captivity in China.
Interesting.
So there's a black market of whales from Russia to China. So they're like, does this have any part? You know, like, did a Chinese boat, like, somehow this beluga fell off and it says like property of
if they're just giving them to China for zoos and stuff, like, it wouldn't be wearing like a camera and a harness. I feel like that's totally espionage, right?
Yeah, like, well, it didn't have a camera on it, but they said like it, this like looks exactly mounted to, so we like don't know for sure about the camera part.
Okay,
but it's like, yeah, why would it be, like, I don't know, just, like, a belt type thing?
Yeah, I don't think if you're just transporting whales to go to another zoo that you would have a harness on it. You know, like, it wouldn't have that.
Maybe, like, you would, to, like, keep it in place. I don't know. How do you transport a whale? I don't know.
I don't know. Just, like, put it from one pond to another pond and on a truck. I don't know.
Oh,
like, I don't think you would need a harness. I don't think you would need a harness is what I'm saying. Like, I think that's for criminal activity.
Willy. Exactly. Have you ever seen Free Willy? Hello. Exactly. We all know how to transport a whale.
You just get a truck and you fill the back with water.
That movie was so good, Free Willy.
So good. Oh my god. Oh, except for that song that was by Michael Jackson, which speak of anymore.
He's on our list, so drink. He's just automatically on our list without saying.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, those are my stories. There was nothing, you guys. There was nothing. So
There was nothing, but there was also this crazy crime time story that at first I thought was nothing. And so I just put it down because I'm like, I'll come back to it. Like, I'll see. Like, it's not that big a deal. So then I looked into it more and it's kind of a big deal, which is great.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Okay. Well, so let me ask you, when you think of the rich part of LA, Beverly Hills, what do you think of?
I think of the Housewives.
Housewives. Maybe the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mansions, of course. Celebrities.
Maybe where Michael Jackson died, since we're talking about him. This happened a few blocks from there.
Oh, my God. No. A scandal. I mean, there's got to be tons of scandal involved here. So, just money.
Yes, money. Money, 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 money. Okay, this is crazy. So this story broke earlier this week, and it takes place in the super rich part of LA. So, like, the neighborhood is a few minutes from the Playboy Mansion, very, very close to Jay-Z and Beyonce's mansion. So there was this big raid in this very exclusive neighborhood in LA. Like I said, very close to all these celebrities this past week, and police seized more than 1,000 guns. So you might have seen this, like, on, like, wherever. There were just photos, like, air photos from helicopters and whatnot of all these guns, like, laid out. They were just laid out, like, on the sidewalks, like, rifles and, like, everything, like, automatics.
Wait, you said 1,000? 1,000.
More than 1,000. Yeah, in Bel Air, in Bel Air. So, like, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives and the LAPD came to this 5-bedroom estate in the Yeah, exactly. In the 100 block of North Beverly Glen Boulevard about 4 a.m. on Wednesday this past week. And, like, yeah, there's, like, tons of celebrity homes around here. They found all of these guns, and they took this guy into, his name is Gerard Sands. They took him into custody for all these guns, because the craziest thing that I read in this entire article, it was really good. It's in the LA Times, like, looking into this whole, like, crazy situation, is it's not illegal to have more than 1,000 guns at all. There's nothing illegal about that or wrong about that. If you are a federal firearms dealer, you can have 1,000 guns in your private property. You just need to have the right permits.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great news.
There was, like, literally a quote that was like, there's nothing wrong with having 1,000 guns at your home. I was like, okay.
But there is.
So apparently Gerard Sayers did not have all the proper paperwork. He was, like, a registered arms dealer, but didn't have all the proper paperwork to have all these crazy guns. Like, this is a big stash, and, you know, this is in a very exclusive neighborhood, right? You know?
Yeah, this is not adding up.
So he was arrested but released on a $50,000 bond, and, like, no one has talked to him yet. But the crazy part of the story, so that's, like, the first thing I saw was just, like, all these guns were found in this LA mansion near celebrities. So then I, like, did a little bit more research, and Gerard Sayers is apparently owns property, several properties, including this one where the guns were found at, with Cynthia Beck. So then I look into, who is Cynthia Beck?
Yeah, doesn't ring a bell.
And she keeps coming up. This is even crazier. So we all know the Getty family. The Getty family of LA is, like, super huge. The Gettys, J. Paul Getty, sold his billionaire oil fortune to Texaco, like, out in the West back in the day. And that's why they're billionaires now. Like, you know, Getty Photos, the Getty Museum and Institute in LA, which I highly recommend. I think it's free to go there. You just have to pay for parking. And, like, there's so many, like, Getty things with LA, all because of J. Paul Getty. So it turns out that Cynthia Beck was the mistress of J. Paul Getty's son, Gordon Getty. And back in, like, the 90s, there was this big scandal that came out with Gordon Getty and Cynthia Beck. So Gordon Getty was married to a woman named Anne and had 4 children with his wife. And in the 90s, this big scandal came out that Cynthia Beck was his mistress and had 3 young daughters with him. He basically had a second family. Two family scenario. And the daughters of Cynthia Beck and Gordon Getty wanted the rights to own, like to have the Getty name, basically. So they came out in this legal thing in the 90s. And Gordon Getty's wife, Anne, knew all about it. Like, it was an understanding with them. It was okay. But the public didn't know anything about it. So it was like this huge scandal that basically, like, the son of the Getty, like the heir to the Getty fortune, like had this whole other family.
Oh, God. That complicates things.
Totally. So, like, this is why the story is so crazy. And, like, he came out with a statement basically saying that, yes, these girls are my children and I love them very much. And, like, that's all he said, you know? And so it's just been, he's still married to Anne to this day and they have their own family. And Cynthia has obviously moved on with her family. And so no one really knows what the relationship is between she and Gerard, but they own several properties together. So they don't know if they're like in a relationship or it's a business thing or what. But there's this weird, crazy tie-in to the Getty family and this huge arms raid that just happened.
That's nuts.
It's so crazy. So right now we're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. He's been released on bond, you know, because obviously he's rich. So, and like Cynthia Beck apparently is super private and no one has really been able to find her like during this whole time because her her name is like on all these homes and things like that. And so she's obviously somehow connected. Like, even if she was just like, I'm a landlord, I have nothing to do with, like, what's happening there.
Right.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
Say something.
Totally crazy.
Oh, my God.
And so I think, like, they may have been in a relationship at some time. If not, they're just, like, somehow maybe business partners. And, yeah, so craziness. Like, there's photos, we'll post them, of all of these guns, like, so many guns. And apparently he was a federally recognized arms dealer, and you can keep things in your private property like that, but he didn't have the right permits, and someone left an anonymous tip to the Bureau of Tobacco Firearms, whatever is all included in that, that this man was, like, selling guns illegally, so that's what prompted the raid. And,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, oh like, so much more.
Started.
So much more like that it led to, but it made me go down this crazy rabbit hole about the Getty family. And like, I just knew Getty this, that. I didn't know that Getty Photos and Getty Institute and Getty everything was all,
it's
the,
all
same.
The same.
And it totally is. So much money.
So, I mean, come on, please.
So much money. So that's the crime time. But like, speaking of so much money, we have to get to the biggest news this week, which is the birth of the latest royal baby from Meghan and Harry. And we had to bring on our special guest reporter, Liz M, to tell us more. So I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, guys, I am so excited for this. It's Mother's Day, and we have to talk about the mother of all babies, the royal baby, Meghan Markle. It's her first Mother's Day. She just gave birth. So, of course, we're having on our favorite royal correspondent and favorite Anglophile, Liz M.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yay. We are even more happy to have you here because there was no news this week, and this is the perfect combo of a Mother's Day special, one of our favorite guests who we've already had on. We get to have you back, so really couldn't have come at a better time.
Seriously. Thank you, Meghan and Harry, for giving birth.
I was going to say, I mean, no news. Isn't the royal baby, like, a big enough news story to cover the whole week? Like,
well, yeah. Well, much. I think that's why there's no other news. Because
exactly.
Be news.
We had Met Monday. We had Meghan Markle baby. We had Kim Kardashian has just announced that she has given, well, her... She hasn't given birth, but like her baby, her fourth baby is born. We don't know a name yet. I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow after we're done recording. Big, big like week for moms, you know?
And Amy Schumer.
Yes, Amy Schumer. Jean, baby Jean.
Oh, yeah, Jean. Around the same time as Meghan, I think. Yeah.
Yeah on the same day. Same day. Because she said something about like, welcome to my royal baby.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Well, so Liz knows everything about all royal history titles gossip.
More than I should.
And fortunately for us,
anyone should.
She had a slow
especially an American
work week.
Of Irish descent.
Yes. Liz, what are you drinking tonight before we get into it? What is your drink of choice this evening? Last time I think you were drinking some Irish drink. But I'm not
Last
sure.
Last time I drank an Irish whiskey.
Yes. Yeah,
to appease my ancestors. This time I didn't bother to go that far. I am drinking just some lovely white wine from my local corner liquor store. It is a Tisdale Pinot Grigio. As I mentioned earlier, as I'm not usually a white wine person, but as the days start getting longer and a little warmer, I suddenly start feeling, you know, I like a little cold, little chilled white wine. So
that's yeah, I love it.
We were drinking love that it. Earlier. We were. It was so nice, like just to be outside having a nice glass of white wine. So
yeah.
So love nice. It. So okay, this week was a big week. First, we got the announcement the baby's been born. Then we got the announcement of the, like, photo. Then we got the announcement of the baby's name. So, like, walk us through that, Liz. Like, let's...
Wait. First, I just want to mention, when I saw that she was in labor, like, 20 minutes later, they posted that she had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
So, what is the timeline here? Please, dive in. Just dive in.
Yeah, well, so it happened, gosh, I think he was born pretty early in the morning UK mm-hmm. time. So it was, you know, definitely like I didn't see it until I basically got to work Monday morning and scrolled through my Instagram feed. And
same.
It was right. My Instagram feed was that the baby was born. So I missed all the stuff that she was in labor.
Me too. Kate was like, where are you, Liz? If anyone follows our Instagram, she was like trying to get a hold of me. And I was like, I'm still asleep.
I missed that, like, yeah, I forget. I'm on
the I get to work early. So Liz F was probably not even up yet, or maybe getting ready for work. Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is based on very little except some rumors I'd heard. She gave birth in a hospital, and there were rumors that she wanted to give birth at home.
I heard that too.
Meghan's a little earthy crunchy, which is fine.
Granola.
I think she wanted to give birth. So I wonder if there was maybe a little bit of like an emergency thing, maybe. I mean, nothing too serious.
Interesting. Yeah, she couldn't give birth at home for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not even necessarily something super serious, but sometimes if just like your amniotic fluid gets super low mm-hmm. or if the baby's heartbeat goes crazy, they like a lot of times they'll take you to a hospital, especially someone like that.
Totally.
Where the baby's like
yeah.
property.
Or she was ordered.
Baby. Yeah, or maybe she was ordered. But
I was gonna say, yeah. They're like I bet like the palace was like, no, time to go. You know?
It could have, yeah. I mean, again, that's based on very, very little information and just me kind of, you know. But that would maybe make sense for the whole thing that they announced she was in labor and that she
right.
had given birth shortly after. So you know, you never know. But they also did express their desire to make this a little more private than
yeah. For a while, they had said they weren't going to do like the traditional, you know, unveiling of the baby.
Yeah, they weren't going to do the traditional. They call it the photo call. You know, we all saw Kate standing out on the front steps of the hospital with Prince George like 2 hours after he was born. Not really.
That
It was like a day after, but still.
But still.
They weren't going to do that. But then they did end up, doing a pretty public photo session.
Right, like a few days later. I don't know how, I can't remember how many days, but it was pretty soon after.
Well, yeah, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty soon.
I think we got the pictures Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows why they changed their mind? I mean, as with everything, you know, Meghan and Harry, people kind of applaud them for being a little different. And I do too. I think it's cool, but there's so much less like pressure on them than there is on Will and Kate.
Totally.
Like, Will and Kate can't do things differently, no. Even if they want to.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I loved, like, I was talking to a woman that I work with over the weekend couple of days ago, not weekend, but anyways, she was saying how she kind of loved that you could still see Meghan's belly, you know, like she wasn't really trying to hide it. Like she was very like open and like, yes, I had my nails done and I was, you know, she was obviously pampered before she came out, but like the dress she wore wasn't really trying to hide anything and just embracing motherhood, which was really cool.
So cute.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's still looked a little pregnant, which mm-hmm. a lot of women do for a very long time after they give birth, you know?
Totally. I have a 3-year-old and I still have baby weight, so.
And yeah, I mean, no, Kate did kind of bounce back and some women just do, you know, and it's like, whatever, just a won the lottery there.
Right.
The genetic lottery, but yeah, I think it was cool. I think that was great that she kind of maybe she decided, you know what, let's do the photo, let's show them that I, you know, I mean, she looked great. I'm not trying to say she didn't.
I mean, I totally think she kind of did because she was wearing white, which is not the most flattering for, you know, like if you're trying to slim yourself.
Not streamlining. Yeah.
And she had that like empire belt, you know, almost. So like, I kind of almost feel like it was a little intentional, but you know, who knows? She could have tried to do like a navy blue, which Kate has done, you know, beautifully, but.
Yeah, it was interesting. But, I guess they were originally supposed to do those photos outside, and then the weather was really bad. So that's
okay. I have a question. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't look any further into this, but I saw something about how people think that the baby they brought out was a fake baby. Have you seen any of this?
I have not. That's fascinating. God. He was incredibly calm. I don't remember my son being that calm for more than a minute at a time.
But don't you think they waited? They're like, wait, the baby's asleep now. Let's go. You know, I feel like they timed that all with like when the baby was asleep, obviously.
I guarantee you that she fed the baby.
And then
5 minutes later, they walked out there.
Totally.
Because, I mean, probably. Yeah. Again, my son had a reflux thing, so, like, after he fed was like, when he was the worst.
My view is skewed.
But, yes, that is very possible. They could have just told the reporters, like, listen, we'll be out at some point in the next 45 minutes. And as soon as that kid got a belly full of milk and went to sleep,
they would wait all day. You know, they'd stay for that.
They can just like come out whenever they fucking want. Who cares when they have like a press conference? Like they're the royal family. They can do whatever they want.
But I would just love if that was like a fake baby. I just think that.
So people think it's fake because it was too calm. Like,
yeah, I guess, you know, they have like an extreme close up of the face and it's like, this is like a fake baby. I don't know if you've ever seen like how some people have these fake babies that feel and look exactly like it. Like it's creepy. They look exactly like a fake baby.
That's weird.
You use them for like training sometimes, like new moms and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like creepish how much they look real. So
she Meghan wouldn't do that. Meghan would not do that.
Could you imagine? It's a fake baby. Stranger things have happened.
If she's not wearing pantyhose, she's not bringing out a fake baby.
Good call. You're like, if she's wearing white and an empire wave,
she has
her real baby.
Totally.
I thought that the photo of of them with the queen and Philip and Meghan's mom, I thought was really cute.
So cute. Yeah,
the queen looked so, like, genuinely happy. Totally. It was very cute. You don't see her look like Meghan. That very often.
She fucking loves Meghan. That's her bestie. She's so happy.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cute. So let's talk about the name. Because
yes,
we all love the name. And the name was a big deal. And we haven't had any titles mentioned yet, although we're recording Sunday, so I'm sure tomorrow there'll be like an official title released, but because that's the way it always happens. But yeah, so tell us about the name, Liz.
Well, I mean, I love the name. I think it's super cute. I am one of those weird people who think, I always think it's a little odd when someone's name is like a nickname, and it's like not, but like, I think Archie is so much cuter than Archibald. Like,
totally. Archie is so cute.
And I wonder if, I mean, Harry's real name is Henry, which a lot of people forget, but he never goes by it. Even at their wedding, he was called, you know, it was, do you, Harry, take Meghan? So I wonder if he's just like, you know what, I have a name and I have to go by nickname my whole, let's just like name him the nickname. Like,
well, and I appreciate that. I mean, okay, so Liz, I'm a Liz, you're a Liz, and Kate, we all have names that can have like about 5 different nicknames, so... And I don't think any of us go by our, our original name. We all go by our nickname. And I think like nicknames give you personality more than anything. And I think Archie is such a ginger name. I love it. I text Kate. I was like, Archiekins, like Riverdale, because we love Riverdale. So it's very on trend.
It's so on trend.
Very cute. And then Harrison obviously means Harry's son, which is cute.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's
kind of wondered if it was also maybe like a family name somewhere in Meghan's family, but I haven't heard that it is. So I guess
it's
not.
Such a popular name now too.
Yeah,
like one of my nephews, my brother's name is James, and their son's middle name is Jameson, like Jameson.
And yeah, I know another ginger named Harrison, so I feel like Archie and Harrison are very ginger names.
We haven't, in all the pictures we got, he's wearing a little hat. We haven't gotten
I know. You know he's a ginger. Those ginger genes are strong.
They are.
Ginger.
No, I love the name. It's so different. I mean, I was talking about it with some friends before, you know, we got the name and speculating what it would be. And there was that crazy, was it the Daily Telegraph or the Mail had something that they were going to like, they're going to pick a unique name that will unify the United States and the UK. And there's, of course, like a million Twitter jokes of like what that could be. And, it, you know, like creeping fascism, stuff like that. And
Barack. Baraka.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was accurate because I'm not really sure how this name unifies the US and the UK.
But obviously, the Riverdale connection list.
I guess the Riverdale connection. And I don't know how that.
It's just so hot right now. It's so hot right now.
I don't know if you've heard of him. He's real up and coming.
Yeah. But it is. It's a very different name. And I was reading somewhere Archie is like, not like super, but it's fairly popular in the UK. It's like in the top 20 most popular names, you know? So it's like kind of a normal name there, which is, you know, the royals very famously, they like don't use nicknames.
Right.
You know, and so this to be called Archie, a very kind of man of the people.
Kate and I were really hoping for, if it was a boy, Spencer, you know?
That would have been nice.
Do we have any ties into Diana and anything that you've been reading, like with the names or anything like that? Like any ties to Diana that they've done?
Good question.
I have not. We don't know who the godparents are yet.
Okay.
And royal babies tend to get like 50 godparents. So some of them could be, yes, there's
Oh my God, Serena. Really. That would be amazing.
Or George or Amal Clooney could be a godparent.
Stop.
Could you imagine your
Jonas Brothers and Priyanka?
But maybe someone from Diana's family. Oh, one thing I did hear was that they actually called Diana's
Yes, I heard that too.
Other sisters, they actually called them, like, they were like
notified at the same time.
They basically told like Prince Charles and like the Queen, and then they told the Spencer.
Same thing.
They were kind of, yeah.
I did hear that too, which I thought was really nice. It's really nice to know that Harry and Wills are still very in touch with her family, you know, and like
specifically, like Harry's always like just seems like he wants to be his mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it always seems like he's thinking about like what would she do or like, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's more tied in to the whole
Spencers. I think the Spencers and the Royals have a very complicated relationship. I know, like, when Charlotte was born, all of us were, like, cheering for them to just, like, name her to Diana. Like, guys, but, like, and it's one of her middle names. But, like, I think that they have a rather complicated relationship.
Well, that's why we were hoping that Meghan would do that. Because, like, Meghan and Harry can kind of do that kind of stuff, right? You know, like, more so than Catherine.
Yeah, making sure they were among the first people who knew. Mm-hmm. The baby was born and, you know, all that. I think it's a nice way of...
Yeah, that's nice.
Totally. So we don't know his title yet, but he's what, like seventh in line for the throne?
Let's see.
Something I think so. Crazy. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
All three of Williams' kids. Yeah, seventh. Yeah.
He will never get it, but like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I always say like, honestly, at this point, like barring a huge tragedy, he will not get in the throne. Right.
Unless it, life turns into actual Game of Thrones. Like, exactly. It's up for anyone, up for grabs.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is where, if you really want me to nerd out, I can get into the title.
Nerd alert.
I went down some pretty big Wikipedia rabbit holes when I was watching Downton Abbey and learned all about titles and the peerage, and it's deeply confusing. Your average British person does not understand how titles work, so never mind, like an American. But
that's what makes it even more better.
Yeah. But I'll do my best. So it's interesting for two reasons. A, that he's not called Prince, although that is actually makes sense, I think. And B, though, that he doesn't even seem to have a courtesy title, which is, that's some, like, deep title nerd stuff that I can talk about.
Like, for example, what could he be?
Well, so starting with the Prince thing, so I originally thought he would be, but then the more I read about it, it made sense that he's not. So princes are only, Prince and Princess is reserved for children of the monarch, so Queen Elizabeth, and then grandchildren of the monarch in the male line. So that's why, like, Andrew's daughters, Eugenie and Beatrice,
are princesses.
They are princesses, but Princess Anne's kids are not.
Oh, because they're from the male. Oh, got it.
Yeah, they're through the female line. Now, interestingly, when Anne got married to her first husband, to her kid's father, she then got divorced and married again, but her first husband, they actually offered him, like, a title, and he didn't take it. There's like, a little back and forth, though, on whether, like, he didn't want it, or the royal family was kind of like, all right, we're going to offer you this, but you're not going to take it. They're kind of trying to get rid of
it. But we don't want you to take it.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait for the crown to come back.
Oh, my God, and also anyway, misogyny drink.
The next season, like, this season, and then the next one, forget it.
I was against it because they're getting a whole new cast, but now I'm so for it. I've changed my mind.
So here for it.
Yeah. But isn't Olivia Colman going to be playing Queen Elizabeth? Yeah, I mean, she's great. She won the Oscar. If you guys saw The Favorite, it's insane, but it's really good. It's good. It's crazy, kind of weird and arty, but it's really good. But
no,
anyway.
I definitely want to. And Helena Bonham Carter as Margaret could.
Oh, that I'm dying for. I love Helena Bonham Carter anyway. And Margaret was so good in the first few seasons. I'm looking for.
I can't even. Okay.
Back
please
to the real baby. Back to the real baby.
Yeah. But so, anyway, so that is why. So now William's kids, they also have it, though, that if you're in kind of direct line for the throne, you also get to be prince and princess. That's why William's kids are prince and princesses. But so Harry's aren't. So maybe when Charles becomes king, Harry's maybe little Archie will become a prince. Unclear. But one thing that is really interesting is that they did not even give him what's called a courtesy title.
And well, you said it's seventh. If you're seventh in line, you should be a prince because you're in the line to be king.
Sort of. Well, right? that's the thing. When Charles becomes king again, if and it when changes.
Okay.
The queen might outlive us all.
Fucking hope so. That would like make me so happy.
They might make him a prince, but yeah, but so again, so the whole thing with the courtesy title, so Harry's the Duke of Sussex, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a title like a duke, which is one of the real, it's the highest one, basically, before king, you also get these lower titles underneath them, and I had to write these down. I took notes. He's the Duke of Sussex, the Earl of Dumbarton, and the Baron Kilkeel.
Okay.
So now, traditionally, if you have subsidiary titles, or whatever you want to call them, your first son gets to be called one of those titles, and that's what they call a courtesy title. So,
He should be called
they would call him Lord, probably Lord Dumbarton.
Yeah.
And the one reason though it's weird they're not doing it, aside from the fact that it is odd to call a baby Lord Dumbarton, is because the queen's youngest son, Edward, who everyone kind of forgets about.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
When he got married, usually when they get married, they become dukes. He became an earl. Now, supposedly this is because when Prince Philip dies, they're going to make him the youngest son. They're going to make him the Duke of Edinburgh. They're going to give him Philip's title. But so he has a son who is called Lord Severn. He's the Viscount Severn. He does use one of the courtesy titles. So it's kind of interesting that Harry and Meghan aren't.
Do you think that they'll get one, or do you think they need to wait, like you were saying, till Charles is like assumes the throne?
Well, so that's what the thing is. They're legally, I guess, by the weird laws of Great Britain, they could just call him the Earl of Dumbarton now, but they're not. And I don't know if that's because they think it sounds weird, or if they are.
But
just
don't also
to
like Harry
thinking Harry. In 10 years or so, he's going to be a prince. Let's just wait for that. You know, same. That would make Elizabeth live to 105, which she very well could.
Yeah, but Harry and Meghan like are known that they want to raise their kid like quote unquote as normal as possible.
No, exactly. So, well, that's what's kind of interesting though. So Edward, Prince Edward, his kids could be called Prince and Princess. He has a daughter too, but they don't. And they always gave the reasoning for that as they want them to have a more normal upbringing.
Okay.
But he's still called the kid little, I think the kid's like 10 now, maybe a little older. He still calls him Lord Severn. So it's like, how normal is that?
Right.
But they specifically said that this kid will be called Master Archie.
I like it. Master Archie.
That's like what, like, you know, the staff will call him. Which is just rich little kids are called. The fact that they're not even giving him a courtesy title is, I think, is really interesting and definitely showing it whether it's them or the royal family, you know, they don't give out titles like they used to, you know, and like I said, it's kind of titles, like, maybe there's a little bit of trying to get away from that on the whole royal family might be trying to get away from that. Seems like, I think that Harry and Meghan, the fact that they're not doing that is a bigger deal than maybe some people realize.
I think it's, so too. And I think also, okay, so this might, I don't know if this is hearsay or what, but like having Mountbatten in his last name pretty prominently, do all the children have that? Or I thought I had read something that was kind of different too. Because that's Philip's last name.
Yeah, they decided, and I think they addressed this in The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Philip was very upset that his last name was not being passed on to his children,
right.
And they eventually compromised with Mountbatten Windsor or Windsor Mountbatten. I think it's Mountbatten Windsor.
Windsor, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of decided that like the like future descendants who don't really have titles will have that last name. It's just this is kind of so. I think Edward's kids do, like his daughter, who is just. She's called Lady Louise, like, again, on Downton Abbey, like, there was, like, Lady Mary and Lady Edith, like, she's known as Lady Louise, but I think her last name is Mountbatten.
Okay. Interesting.
So little Archie here though is only like the like second or third person to use it, but ultimately down the line that is what they're going to start using.
Well, and we know that Meghan and Harry have broken tradition like pretty much since they've gotten together. So, like anything else like with this birth that they've broken tradition on, like obviously not announcing it right away, but pretty soon after, like not having a title, anything else that they've done differently?
I mean, not that I can see. Mm-hmm. It does look like she gave birth in a hospital, which there was rumors she was not going to do that, you know, whether or not maybe she wanted to do and something happened, she couldn't, who knows. But I think it's really going to turn up in how they end up raising it. I think that's going to be that's probably going to be where we see it. Not giving him a title is a pretty big one, but I think it'll definitely be in more how he ends up kind of being raised and what that's going
to be. Yeah, I think he's going to have like a lot less help, don't you think? Meghan's going to be more like as hands-on as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she might. I mean, there's all kinds of rumors that they might even move out of...
to Africa, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of rumors that they might move to Africa or one of the Commonwealth.
Oh my God, I hope they move to the U.S.
I mean, who knows? Yeah,
we need you now more than ever, Meghan and Harry.
I know.
Come but, save us all.
Yeah, it'll kind of be interesting to see, like, a big thing, you know, like, as they grow up, like, it's becoming much more common for the royals to, like, go to college. Mm-hmm. That's becoming more normal. But then even how the fact that, like, both Harry and William went into the military after college, that's pretty standard royal. That's kind of the only job you can do.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting to see if maybe Archie does something different. Maybe if he doesn't go into the military. Not that there's anything wrong with the military, but it's kind of, you know, just to see if he breaks with that tradition a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be interesting.
Yeah, and just, you know, where he goes to school will be interesting.
Right, Eton.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If he doesn't go to Eton, you know, we'll see.
USC. USC.
Yeah. Stop. Got enough money. It's not that hard to get in. What I hear.
Exactly.
Boom. Perfect.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah,
that'll be interesting. Again, he's gonna be so far, you know, there's so much kind of pressure on William and Kate's kids to kind of, you know, toe the line and do the normal thing. Archie's gonna be kind of his own man in a lot of ways. It'll be interesting to see where he takes it. Yeah.
Just like his dad. I love it. Like, I think we all wanted, like, a girl between the three of us, but we're loving this.
I had a strong feeling it would be a girl. Although, yeah. I thought my own was going to be a girl, too, so I don't have a good sense for these things.
I thought it was going to be a boy, and I was hoping for, like, Harry 2.0.
Oh, I was hoping for a girl, Meghan, like, super female empowerment, that's what I wanted. But I am loving it being a boy, and for all the reasons you're saying, you know, and breaking tradition, because there's so much pressure put on, like, boys in royal families, too, you know?
Yeah. I just hope they have literally 10,000 babies. Like, do not stop having babies. Just keep going. Keep them coming.
Well, also, seriously. You know, we need more male feminists in this world.
Definitely.
So, Meghan, yeah. Needs a little boy to be a good ally. So, no.
Yeah. I totally agree. I totally agree. Okay, I want to ask you about one more thing. So, you're the one who broke the rumor to me that Wills may have cheated on Kate. And that might have been the reason for this separation of the households between the brothers. Any update on the brothers' relationship, especially now with the welcoming of a new baby?
Yeah, so that was a pretty big bombshell. And it definitely threw a wrinkle into things. you know, yeah, so I don't know if you guys saw, Will did, he was somewhere, you know, doing royal stuff, and did like send a little message to Harry congratulating them. That was very cute, very it was, you know, it looked a little rehearsed, but I think I think that's honestly kind of par for the course. So Harry actually is able to come across as a lot more genuine and easygoing on camera than William is.
Totally.
And that's something that, like, I just can't fault anyone for, because you know, I mean, some people.
You're either born with it or you're not. Mm-hmm.
You're born with it or you're not. And, you know, it's like maybe some people wish the guy who was in line for the throne was the one who was born with it, but that's not, you know, that's not the way the world works. So, but, you know, it's so hard because who really knows? I did think it was interesting how a lot of people speculated that you would see a lot more like of Will and Kate kind of together going forward and going together. And that event they were at together. William went to Australia, I think, by himself. But that was, I think, I'm sure, very long planned out. So, that interested me, you know, and Kate's just kind of like gazing at him adoringly. And it's just like, you can't help but wonder, like, what's going on behind her eyes.
I know. I mean, like, I hope not. But also at the same time, I did feel like his message to his brother was kind of rehearsed, like the welcome to the Sleepless Nights Club kind of thing. Was
a royal scandal. We need a royal scandal.
I agree.
I mean, I actually do think that by royal standards, William and Kate are a lot more hands-on than parents have been in the past. But I couldn't help but think the whole, like, you know, the Sleepless Club of being parents. I'm like, oh, shut up, you 10 nannies.
exactly. And that's okay. So your brother's first child, that's what you're going to say. I don't know. It's just like, it was very obvious. Like that's a part of parenthood. You know, I thought he could have said something more about our mother would be so happy to see the man Harry is today or something like that. You know,
some 90-year-old dude wrote down what he thought he should say. And he said it like,
yeah,
I don't know. This William is very, apparently, even more so than Harry, William detests the press.
Right.
He 100% blames him for his mother's death. He does not like it. So I kind of feel like he might not, the whole thing of, like, you know, talking about their mother and stuff, he might want to save that for a private conversation.
Right.
He might just not want to give that to the press. It's so hard because so much of this stuff is it's so hard to know the truth and what's really going on. But yeah.
And we all want it to be tied to Diana, right? Whether it is or not.
And, like, and all of us, I think that, you know, the real kind of what happened with Diana and Charles was a lot more complicated than it's even any of us could know. And I think as the boys get older, they're maybe seeing, not that their mother was at fault at all, but that, like, the whole, like, it takes two to tango thing, totally. You know.
That Charles cheated. We know that Diana cheated. We know, you know, like,
exactly. Yeah. Like, Diana
just like, a good marriage.
It was a bad idea from the start. She was 19 years old.
Totally.
And Charles was, like, on or something. Like, it was a bad idea from the start. And, like, yeah, no one knew what they were getting into. And it was,
Well, and I think we've seen, like, Wills and Harry have both waited to get married also. Yeah. Then they're a little bit older than you would think, you know. I think the crown probably would have pressured them to get married earlier, but they've held off.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, the worst-kept secret in the world that, like, William and Kate lived together before they were married. Right, which used to be, like, was not done before.
Shocking.
You know, yeah, I know, it's so stupid, but, like, was not done before a royal wedding, you know. But they were just, like, they were so desperate for this one to work that they were like, fine, if you think you need to do it, fine. Which of course makes the whole, it makes the cheating rumors all the more like, oh God. But like, I don't know. I just, I always have kind of wondered if they're similar to like what I think a lot of like, pro athletes have with their wives.
Right. Sort
of like just keep it away from the house. And never
yeah, like there's an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that I never hear about it. Make sure it's not press, you know. Yeah, which
be
of
discreet,
course,
be discreet.
Yeah, gross. Exactly. Which makes it true what William did. He really screwed up on that one.
I think you're totally right, and it's so sad for Kate because I think Kate was also like one who held out for a really long time before being like, okay, I'll marry you, because she and Willis had been together for a really long time, and we all knew it was probably heading that direction, but I felt like it was always really on her to be open to it, the lifestyle and everything.
Yeah, there was supposedly a couple of Harry's girlfriends before Meghan, and who he was quite, like, he would, like, maybe ready to settle down with, and they were like, I do not want to marry into this life.
Right.
But they didn't want to, which is fair. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, there's aspects of it that are tough. Although I always maintain, I think I could do it. I think
totally. It might be tough, but I'm pretty strong.
I think I can handle a little bit of paparazzi for living in the best real estate in London, being set for life. But that's just me.
I support this.
I support this too. That's perfect. I think that's like how we should end this interview, because we all, I think we could all, you know, suck it up and deal with being royal if it came to it. You know, it'd be, it would be hard, but we could do it.
It would be hard, but I think I could do it.
Oh my God. We love you so much.
Thank you so much, Liz, for coming on and getting us up to speed on the like news we've been waiting for since the wedding, basically, like this whole year.
I know. I appreciate how they really got right to it. But yes. Really, thank you, Harry and Meghan. Thanks for not keeping us in suspense for too long.
Totally. Thanks for not letting us wait too long. Thanks for getting right to it. And we will have you back, you know, for our any other royal updates that we need to have. And yeah, thank you so much. Please keep an eye on the Will's cheating scandal and let us know.
I always do. I'm always keeping an eye on it. Don't worry.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you.
Okay, well, I hope you guys loved our royal baby coverage. As always, we end with a BuzzFeed quiz. And, you know, we're getting into the summertime, so I thought, like, I don't know why I thought this would be a good one, but maybe because, like, my birthday's coming up, so, like, I wanted to do...
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it.
I wanted to do, like, something Zodiac-related.
You're like, I don't know why. Oh, maybe because my birthday's in, like, a week, FYI. Just so everyone knows, Liz's birthday is next week. No, like two weeks.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll let you know.
Yeah, you will be alerted to the situation.
So this BuzzFeed quiz was, which celebrities share your zodiac sign? And it was pretty funny. Like, as soon as I saw mine, my first reaction was, ew.
Well, yeah, because it gives you, like, one picture. Like,
one the picture. Main person. Yes, but then you get, like, multiple people who have that zodiac sign. So, right.
And we know that we can't get the same answers because we know for a fact we are not the same zodiac sign. So what is your zodiac sign?
I am a Gemini. Like, I'm on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini, but I'm definitely a Gemini.
We're both cuspers.
Exactly. But that's why I think my reaction was this when I saw Kanye West's face pop up.
You're like Kanye's twin. Have I ever told you?
Maybe I'm his muse. I could be Kanye's
you
muse.
Remind me of Kanye so much.
So it's just Kanye, like, smiling. But then I get to be grouped with such other lovely celebrities as Angelina Jolie.
Oh, what a doll. What a doll.
Naomi Campbell. Everyone's best friend. Same. Naomi Campbell. Russell Brand.
Stop.
And of course, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, because what's a Gemini without some twins?
I'm dead. That's a horrible list.
It's a pretty bad list. It's a pretty bad list.
No ever made this list was like, my ex is a Gemini, so, and like, I hate them.
I might be more upset over Angelina Jolie than Kanye. I'm not sure.
Oh, you should be. You should be.
Lana Del Rey is also on here. I like her. I mean, but ooh. Lana Del Rey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's, I mean, cool. She's like, whatevs.
Yeah.
She performed at Kim and Kanye's wedding, so it's all in the family.
That's right. That is hilarious.
Who did Gemini. You get?
Okay, so as you all know, I'm an Aquarius. My biggest fans. Okay. So
other notable Aquarians. Shakira, Shakira.
Ooh, nice.
Love Shakira.
Totally.
Okay. Ashton Kutcher.
Yo. Punked.
Punked. Anyone. He's good. He does that whole sex trafficking thing. That's cool.
Does he? I don't know about that.
He and Mila seem like amazed.
I like them together. I feel like they finally found each other. He went with Demi Moore for, you know, a little long. It was a phase. It was a phase. He wanted an older woman.
It was a thing. Okay. Justin Timberlake.
Hey, that's right. He's end of January. Yeah.
Alicia Keys.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay.
Brilliant.
I love.
One of my favorite music artists, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, stars are blind, everyone. Stars are blind.
She's got that new song out with Kim Kardashian.
She and Kim Kardashian have a new song? Stop right now. Okay, stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Listen. Listen. You don't know about this? Okay. I should have covered
this. I just heard Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's song, okay? I'm behind.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Paris Hilton has a song called Best Friend's Ass. And Kim Kardashian is in the music video with her.
I am just Googling this as soon as we get done with this.
On your screen, as soon as we hang up, I mean, it's a whole thing.
Best Friend's Ass, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's our new intro music.
Well, I mean, back in the day when Stars Are Blind came out, I think, like, we got each other that album for our birthdays or something. Like, I don't know,
I for sure had a mixed CD.
Yes, I definitely have had that on some mixed CDs, for sure,
Yeah, I don't think I have the actuals. Maybe I do.
Maybe a single. Like, I feel like, you know, it was still back in the day where you could buy singles, kind of. But then it was also very big mix album time, too. But, like, I, like, know that song word for word somehow.
It's so good. It really pumps me up when it comes on. It's like a little gem.
You guys, if you need an addition to your list, Stars Are Blind, add it now.
So good. We also have Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, hey, that's the taller.
Jennifer Aniston.
We love her.
Love her. Harry Styles. Great job at the Met.
Yep. Good job.
And of course, everyone's favorite, Daddy Yankee.
Boricua.
Save the best for last. And I believe Oprah's an Aquarian, and Ellen.
Oh, you're so lucky. I just have the crazy, like, everyone's like Gemini, crazy, evil twin. I'm like, that's right, bitch.
That's right. It's Halloween every day.
Every
in
day
my house.
In my life. No, like, I want, like, amazing leaders like Oprah, not like Kanye. Yeah. Who knows what Kanye is up to on a daily basis?
He started a church. Listen. Things are happening.
And also, like, quick tangent on Angelina Jolie. I don't know if anyone knew this. Oh, drink. That's my dog.
Oh, tripod dead. He is not happy.
About Angie. I was watching Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he had Melissa Etheridge on, and she apparently was, like, best friends with Brad Pitt back in the day, and ever since he was with Angie, like, they, like, have not been friends, and she's, like, been a huge Angie hater, like, publicly and stuff, and she's like, now that they're divorced, she's like, there's a lot of people who would love to have Brad back in their lives, like, from back in the day in, like, the 90s when they were all really good friends. Isn't that crazy?
Like, such as also Jennifer Aniston. I feel like they could be friends.
Oh, I think so. I think so, totally.
Like, yeah. I think they would have been if he didn't get with her. Like, if he just, like, had a legit divorce from her, but, like, you know, there was cheating and it was not good.
Well, and that's the other thing, like, I just read also was that Jennifer Aniston back in the day when she was with Brad, I think it was like during the Friends finale or something, she went and introduced herself to Angelina Jolie. Like, I guess they were filming on the same lot and was like, Brad is so excited to be in this movie with you. And it just makes me love her more, you know, like, she's obviously
the best.
The best, you know, and
she's so chill.
So who knew Brad and Melissa Etheridge, right? Like, were besties back in the day, but you learn these things on Watch What Happens Live.
That's our BuzzFeed quiz. We're like, exactly. What? What are you even talking about now?
All right,
so if you have listened for this entire 7-hour show, please let us know. And congratulations.
Take a drink.
But also, get a life. No, I'm just kidding. We love you so much, more and more every day.
Get a life.
But seriously.
We love you guys. This one was a fun one. It was Mother's Day. It was royal baby coverage. So hopefully you have been listening to the end, all the news that's fit to drink tonight. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Bye.